Hey everybody, and welcome back to another edition today of the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Welcome one and all. Some faction of the audience is invited if you're there to do so after post-production at live taping today. There's no audience other than my two church mice, who are always here, Peter and Paul. And those ubiquitous audience that may be here, however you got here, thank you. And thank you for continuing to come. We are growing exponentially by you continuing to pay it forward, which is the premise of how I reached out to Joa Rivas, my next guest here, who's going to take over real quickly here. Some of you may have heard the Prelude Show, which is where I did go through the Podmatch arena, where all her particulars are stated and her biography as it is stated there. I am going to repeat her biography here quickly for those of you that might not have had the opportunity. So quickly, verbatim from the Podmatch arena: educate, empower, and elevate business owners and their employees to thrive with joy, flow, and vitality in their lives, regaining holistic health from within a powerful global community that co-creates transformation in a fun and effortless way. I, of course, meaning Joa, verbatim, provide support employees with high demanding jobs how to restore their energy by improving their daily habits and optimizing their digestive health, a subject that we talked about in the green room that's similar to what we do here, so they can perform and be the best in their personal and professional lives, especially as post-pandemic. I chuckle because post-pandemic has obviously affected all of us directly, indirectly, in everything that we do. Together, we are capable to equip your teams with a stronger spine, something that she will expand upon, and I'm relishing to have her do so in just a second, while reducing the risk for health conditions, stress, and employees, plural, burnout. Welcome. Is it Joa Rivas? Am I pronouncing it correctly? And please do tell us all about yourself and make sure I am pronouncing it. Please do correct me. And thank you for being here. And please tell us all about Joa. I think I got it right, hopefully.
Yes. Thank you, Grandpa Bill. I love your presentation and also the introduction of myself. Thank you so much. And yes, it's been a long journey. Everything started when I was 15 years old. So I'm excited to share the story. I think we all, as souls, we come with a story that can create weakness on us, or we can create actually a path to grow through transformation. My path has been pain. The pain has taught me transformation, and definitely it's been a journey with valleys and peaks, but everything is part of the journey, and I'm excited that I can share this story with your audience. If anyone feels in this moment in a valley, know that the peak is going to come, and if you feel that you are in the peak, know that nothing is forever. Everything is temporary, so if you're in the peak, you also may go down to the valley. So let's get ready for the journey.
Okay. Please continue.
Yeah, so, Bill, how would we start our conversation? Let me know. I'm actually open for the dynamic of how we start our conversation.
Okay, well, as we went through pretty briefly on your suggested questions and titles, I love all of them, and then I just arbitrarily isolated three of them. But I would love to have you elaborate your own bout with scoliosis, and then, you know, at your age 15 and how it all materialized for yourself. And maybe that's a great way to segue. And if you agree, you know, if you feel comfortable in doing that, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, sure. We can start, because the thing is, posture and spinal health is a very broad topic. So it can take me days.
For sure. And real quickly, you always have an open invite and appreciation of time. To your point, it's such a broad subject. So whatever we don't fit in today, you have an open invite to continue at a future date. So
Yeah.
You know, fit it in. Yes. But I definitely feel as though it's important for everyone's appreciation that might not be familiar with yourself and your background at this juncture, especially the scoliosis. Knowing firsthand from where you speak is what I really want you to re-edify for our audience. So please.
Continue. Yeah, so basically everything started when I was 15 years old. I was born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela. I was experiencing chronic back pain. I was waking up with pain. I'm going to sleep with pain in my spine. From the neck to my lower back, it was constant pain. And I knew something was going on. After exams and MRIs, x-rays, the diagnosis was scoliosis towards the right side. This called dextrose scoliosis. Scoliosis is something that is actually really common in the population. It's just a lot of the population are not experiencing pain. They do have scoliosis, they just don't have the physical pain. And perhaps down the road, they start experiencing the pain because the posture gets compromised. And if you have poor posture, not only because you have scoliosis, but maybe because you are sitting for long hours, as many of us are spending hours, there is about 60,000 hours of spending sitting in our life. So imagine if you don't know how to sit comfortable or appropriate to our body, this can actually affect the position of our joints, and it can actually compromise our core muscles and can affect our posture. So basically, this is how everything started when I was 15. I went to the doctor. The doctor told me that I needed to find some kind of treatment to be able to reduce the pain. I actually took, for many years, naproxen, which is actually a muscle relaxer that is actually really strong on the gut. And I tried to find up another solution that wasn't by tricking my brain pain. So I decided to read about yoga. My dad, who is an amazing mentor and a North Star in my journey, he gave me a book of yoga that helped me to learn about yoga as yoga, not yoga as the movement, yoga as the living, the art of living, basically. And I learned about meditation. I learned about how important it is to praise our mentors and our coaches. I learned about breath work, and then I learned about the asanas, which helped me a lot to become aware of my joints, become aware of my body. And these allow me to be a teacher of Pilates and yoga. By 19, I became a teacher, and I was so excited because I never imagined myself being a teacher of yoga and Pilates. So basically, that's part of the journey. And I just very excited that after that, my back reduced, the back pain reduced from 10 to zero. One day I woke up with no pain after 10 years having back pain and taking all this alternative medicine from chiropractors to physiotherapy to practicing yoga and Pilates with pain. One day I just woke up with no pain. I was like, okay, this is amazing. This is like I got an Amazon delivery of a new bag. And it was a 10-year practice that took me, but it was actually so worth it. And that's part of the journey.
And I'm sorry, now after at age 15 in that duration of time of making the discovery, the yoga, practicing it, now how old were you, flashing forward a little bit, where you noticed that improvement and started your journey into now where you are at now?
I'm sorry.
What was the next step after 15? I'm sorry.
Yeah, from 15 to 25, it was chronic back pain, having pain every day. I couldn't wear high heels. I have to be very careful with the way as I was wearing backpacks or like bags. And my everything could really aggravate the pain. And that was for 10 years, from 15 to 25.
Then, okay, so you had a good decade. You had a solid decade.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then at 25, the pain reduced to, I would say, nothing. And I was very slim. And I decided to be a little bit more muscular. I wanted to build some muscle. So I hired a coach and I participated in bodybuilding shows for 6 years, and I won international awards showing my body symmetrical. So I showed my body symmetrical, which was one of the biggest achievements, was because I was crooked, my hips were tilted and my shoulders were tilted, being able to be showing my physique with a symmetric level. It was for me the biggest achievement. Plus I built 5 kilos of muscle, which I still carry. Like, I used to be 50 kilos and then I gained 5 kilos of muscle. For the last 15 years I'm being heavier, and basically I just build this layer of muscle around my body that I have kept with the intensity, with training every day. And then that's pretty much the story. Six years participating in shows allowed me to be very disciplined with my nutrition and also be disciplined with my actions. And it was very exciting to be with other athletes sharing the stage, being able to travel the world. I participated in Vegas, I participated in Australia, in Singapore, and it was really, really nice to be able to be in that level of...
How enriching is that, just in and of itself, that you were in those venues and obviously having attained the success as well as being there? That's so beautiful. That's so great for you. And now, how would you rate your overall health as we speak, because of all of those years of discovery and hard work? How would you rate your overall health at the moment?
Well, it was in terms of my gut, because gut health is number one, as we know, is the third brain. We create a lot of connection between our brain and our body through our gut. I used to have issues with my gut since I was a kid, in terms of digestion, elimination, parasites, and things like this. So it took me time to understand my body. I have had a naturopath doctor for the last 15 years that she has been helping me to go through specific tests and exams that actually helped me to understand my microbiome and where I am standing, especially with my hormones. My thyroid used to be always low because my mom and my dad have thyroid issues. So it's something more of a congenital issue. And doing bodybuilding and doing all these fitness shows, speaking shows of fitness, which I actually had a microphone and talk about how wellness and well-being is so crucial for people's life journey. I understood that it wasn't only a physical transformation, it was actually starting from the habits, and the habits are actually triggered by the emotions, and the emotions will actually be followed by an action, right? So at the end, no matter where we are in our journey, what it makes a move, that needle, is actually our emotions, then our actions. So basically the nutrition, it was a big part of the progression. And even now, I'm almost 40 years old. I still follow most of the principles of nutrition, starting with hydration and electrolytes and hydration is something that I find really much essential. If I have electrolytes and water, I know I can survive. I really don't need to eat if I have those two. Logically, we need to feed our muscle and our brain. The most important, our brain. So I truly believe on good sources of protein. And then I go always for good sources of fats that are actually from animal fats. I pass through all the journeys and nutrition. I try it all, and my body so far feels the best with animal proteins. I feel the best reaction in my body, and I'm pretty intuitive with that. You may have to take your time and start testing your body, how your body feels. At the end, there is not a perfect formula. At the end, it's about being a listener of our body. And take time to never compare yourself with anybody's nutrition. We all come with a different background. I'm Venezuelan, so most of my fares, nutrition base, are based on corn. So corn is supposed to be one of our essential nutritional bases. And we also have some sources of meat. in other parts of the world, you see people tend to eat more potatoes, and people tend to have different sources depending where they're living, right? So if I'm coming from a tropical country, we have sources of fruits available for us. Not like people in the north when it's super cold, they may not have the access to the fruits. So again, everyone can take the time and the diligence to find the nutrition. Definitely not imposing one nutrition. I feel that we all have the that knowledge, internal knowledge, to be able to navigate and to learn what's the best for us. There is definitely principles, especially in terms of inflammation, how we can combat, how we can fight inflammation, always reducing the sugars and the carbs the most we can, since we still get so much from protein.
So great. If you could do this, because I know we're going to try to condense this one and you have an open invite so we can get you to another appointment and so forth, understandably so. If you could do this towards the segue, definitely tell everybody about your website, the360.com, and the programs. But if you could, I exchange with you a little bit about how I do workouts, specifically titled workouts for geriatrics, because most of the people in my demographics are in my age bracket. Having said that, we always say the caveat, good for kids from 1 to 92. So up in my age bracket, depending on if the senior citizens are mobile or ambulatory or not, we do seated versions of everything to include yoga. Because as you know, you can do seated yoga. Can you impart upon how going low and slow is a better gain until you can get the coordination and the balance of posture, especially in the work environment, how key it is to support the spine to facilitate the brain? That's a lot to try to squeeze in a few minutes of a segue out. I'll let you do so. Reintroduce us to all of your avenues to connect with you, your website, your social media. But if you could address those maybe four issues going out, we're going to keep you to the 20 minutes, and thank you for doing so. Continue.
So, Bill, the question is related to the training for geriatric. Is that your question?
Yeah, you know, broad base, yes. But as I said, it's for to impart from, I kid around, it's an old Nat King Cole lyric from A Christmas Carol, kids from 1 to 92. How important exercise is for all of us chronologically, but especially we seniors that are going to encompass more brittle bones and all of that, just from chronology. So the gamut, but maybe concentrating here, being a little bit self-serving, to we seniors, a little tiny bit. The low and slow element of it. Continue.
Yeah, well, I truly believe that there is never too late to start moving the body. And whoever is listening to this conversation, I invite you to start lifting heavy weight. I truly believe our body is designed for this. Back in the day, the cavemen used to carry heavy rocks, used to carry trunks and all these heavy objects. That's just part of our nature. I feel like the go-go life of now is making life really lazy, very lazy. You see people just taking the car to these groceries that are just two blocks away. You can see the teens and the little kids using these devices to fly instead of walking or running. So there is also a disruption that we need to do in terms of activating our body. Now, if you are older than 60 and you are considering to start moving, it's never too late. I think if you could have access to a water space, you know, like a pool or some type of area with water, usually the water resistance can create a great amount of power and strength for people after 60 in a very safety environment. You have a supervisor is better, but I think water, aquatics, training on the water can create a nice strength to start. Combining the breath work, taking at least 10 minutes to get in tune with your breath. I promote nasal breathing. So nasal breathing is actually the most effective to increase the lung capacity and to actually decrease all the anxiety and all these mental state issues that are happening nowadays from people breathing from the mouth. So I invite you to start breathing from your nose by closing your lips and breathing deeper through the nose, bringing that air into your diaphragm. And you try to practice this nasal breathing as much as you can during the day. Eventually will come some of a practice that it will be more automated practice. And I also love Pilates. I truly believe Pilates is very safe, very hard for somebody to get injured doing Pilates. Pilates from the floor, it can be done anywhere. If you have a reformer close by your place, you can also sign into a class with a reformer instructor that can help you to activate the muscles. I believe anyone can do it at any age, especially if you are mentally with a positive mindset, you can do it.
Agreed. Agreed. Before you segue out on your website and all your particulars, can you tell everyone how important it is to stretch, whatever form of exercise they do, and keep that hydration with the cleanest water that you can be availed, depending on your surroundings, as you said, but the pH balance level of staying hydrated through exercise, before exercise, and just in life in general to help this human body, if you could reinforce that for all of us. Because I think to your earlier point, we have become lazy and we've forgotten a lot of what we've known.
Yes. Yes, Bill.
Continue.
Yes, Bill. My dad, actually, my dad has sciatica. He was a very active man. Most of his life, he was very active. Great shape. My dad always being in great shape. But the last 20 years, he's been suffering of sciatica, nerve problems. And this is definitely creating a challenge for him to walk, especially uphill walk. And he needs to take longer breaks. So if you have any type of nerve impingement or a challenge, I would suggest you to find a professional support that can help you to find 10 to 20 minutes practice. 20 minutes practice on any discipline will help you to create a habit. So from all my students and clients that practice the Posture School program, I will suggest them always to do at least 20 minutes a day, which actually will create neurological connections in the brain, which it will create a new way of neuroplasticity, which will create the change of what you're looking for.
Perfect. So tell us about 360.com and your programs for sure, and how John Q. Public or Mrs. John Q. Public can reach out to you.
Well, my group of coaches and I, we do have an approach for corporate clients, for the CEOs that are really into the well-being of the employees. We are looking into improving the well-being of all the employees, especially in technology, those engineers, those architects that are working on sitting positions for many hours, especially on the tech industry. They are showing the most mental health issues, because anyone that is having back pain is also having a lot of depression. There's actually a connection between depression and back pain. So after the pandemic, we have been becoming a little bit more aware of the connection between our brain and the body. The more attention we carry on our neck and shoulders, the more issues we will have in our brain, because we are limiting the blood flow towards our brain. It's that simple. If you want to go deeper, we can talk about the vagus nerve that runs from the skull down to your gut and regulates your parasympathetic, which is actually relaxation and digestion. And this is all related to the spine. So I have over 100 episodes that I actually talk about this. That's my passion, with doctors and professionals they are doing the same kind of studies about the spine, and we discover so much about the connection between our entire body, our head, our feet, and our spine. So if you guys want to know more, you can check always my podcast, Back Into Alignment, that is open in all the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, over 10-20 platforms you can find Back Into Alignment. If you want to talk to one of my coaches related to the spine, you also can have access if you go to my website, yoafitness.com. We don't only help the CEOs to provide the support to their teams, but also to the individuals. So if you're looking to do a program that can help you to get the tools to improve your posture and to reduce the pain that you are having now, because at the end, it's not a band-aid. We provide of the habits that you need to include on the day. And we also add the anti-inflammatory nutrition, which is based on reducing the elements that are giving inflammation in your joints and in your gut. So this is kind of what we do here. And it's a global team that works with all people from all over the world, not only Canada. We help people from all over the world.
Awesome. So here's what I always like to do, especially after COVID, which, as you said in your bio, as everybody has said, obviously changed a lot of things for a lot of obvious reasons. Where the world's at right now, and the precipice of it being a little tiny bit inverted, what would be your words of encouragement, both for physical and mental health, for sure, but just to positively enlighten folks that we don't necessarily have to thrive on fear, gloom, and doom, but we do need to be vigilant and pay attention. So what would be your words of guidance to maybe help us in that right now for those that might be a little bit extra stressed or anxiety out?
Yeah, and always my answer to any question related to a solution is what I do myself every day when I wake up, which is becoming aware of my breath. The very first 30 minutes of every day of my life, I dedicate to give honor to my body and gratitude to be alive, simply to be alive, and not calling anything, because gratitude is a feeling and doesn't need to have reason. It's just, it's a feeling of being alive. So I tell to anyone that is experiencing a discomfort in life, physical, mental, or emotional discomfort, to take the time to breathe through the breath, and you will become aware of how precious you are to be alive. And slowly, your own body will give you answers of what you're looking for. Everything is an internal dialogue. You don't need to have an external help for this. It's been a long journey for me, but I know breath work is the base of my balance.
Awesome. I think that's a perfect place to leave it for now. And again, you always have an open invite because it is such an in-depth subject. We could get side-rooted and you could exchange, I'm sure, so many stories just on ergonomics in a work environment with people doing this over a workstation. We could talk for days about that. Maybe we would have the opportunity to do that again at some point in time.
Yes, Bill. So it's very, very, very long conversation that it goes to my heart, because it's why I'm here. And I teach a full moon class. Every full moon, we teach a yoga nidra class. Yoga nidra is yoga asleep. And we are using singing bowls, that the singing bowls amplify the vibration of our body. And we do this in our community in Toronto. So we connect 30 to 40 souls together in our studio. So you're always welcome. If you're listening to this conversation and you are in Toronto, you're welcome to join our full moon sound healing.
Perfect. Perfect. So you have them journal and write, and you, not that you're cracking a whip, I don't mean that out of school, but you're challenging them to challenge themselves, and they're reaping the benefits to discover this amazing thing called the human body. So thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for being here today. I am going to segue out to the audience for today. So thank you, audience, for being here as you are each and every day. Where applicable, please continue to do so. We appreciate that. We are growing exponentially with your help. And it's with great provocative guests like this that I've had the great blessings so far on paper to be booked through the summer, the fall, and life will happen and cancellations and reschedulings. But it's because of the guests and the subject matter, I'm simply a tour guide to get us all there. So I appreciate that with everybody's help collectively to introduce our audience to their audience, to our audiences, because we're all just trying to improve health for all of us. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll say bye-bye to the audience and have a safe and productive day. And peace, everybody. We'll talk to you the next time around. Bye-bye for now.